Hello, 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 everyone out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is Nika Ray, and I want to welcome you all to the show tonight. And as you all know, that I am, this is a new platform for me, so I'm still learning. So I thank everyone for their patience with me. Like, I know we had some hiccups last week, so this week we're going to do our best and make sure we do not experience any of those same hiccups, okay? Our topic tonight is going to be who is paying for the date, and I have Shonda Ray on with me, and she is actually going to share her thoughts as well with me, okay? So I brought her on. Let me see. Shonda, are you there?
Hello, hello. I am here, and I'm ready.
Okay, then. So what we're going to do is start off with a song first. And that song is by SWV, Downtown. Now, let me just tell y'all a little story about this song. When I first heard this song, I was maybe, I don't know, 8, something like that, I don't know. But I didn't understand what they was talking about when they said downtown. So for me, downtown to me meant, oh, we're going downtown on a date. So that's why that is why we're going to play this song first. Okay, give me 1 second. Let's put it on.
Girl, I want you to listen closely to what I have to say. Cause this is the way in my life. Baby, it's me.
All right. So, obviously, we all know that song was not about going downtown on nobody's date. But that is one of the sexier songs by SWV that I really, really, really love. And so, Shonda, the question is, well, the topic is, of course, who is paying for the date? Now, I want to ask you, and everybody out there that's in Blog Talk Radio land, press 1 if you have a comment, a thought to share. Have you ever been asked out on a date and you were also expected to pay for it too?
Well, that's kind of sort of happened. I've been asked out on a date and well, I don't know whether – see, you don't ever know because sometimes people don't know how to ask you out on a date. So I was asked to go out with someone. So I'm assuming that that's asking me out for a date. And then when it came time to pay, you know, they're kind of fumbling around like, you know, like they're looking for their wallet in hopes that I would pull mine out first. Well, that's kind of one of those old tricks. So that's the point where I excuse myself. And I go right to the restroom and let her figure it out while she's digging down the purse. Or you can just start coughing or something while the person is waiting for you to pull out the money. And then they'll go ahead and take it. But, yeah, that's kind of sort of happened before. And it's really tacky because if you ask somebody to go out, if somebody asks me to go out, then I'm under the impression that you want to take me out. So you're covering everything, your gas. You don't have to cover my gas. You're covering your own gas, bills, everything. Because you have to think about that, too, because sometimes people think they have little other little things. Well, you got to pay for the you got to pay for the babysitter if we go on a date. No, I'm not paying for anything. It's a date, and you ask me. So
that's
my take on
it. Yeah, you have a mouthful. Thank you. I agree. And I did write about this on my blog on MikaRay.com that anytime that I ask somebody out on a date, if I'm asking you, I am going to pay for it. That's just me. I make sure I have enough money, and I'm making sure that I choose a place that I know that my pockets can afford. So I'm going to pay for the date. But there has been, you know, there have been times where people ask you out on a date and it's like, either you're going to pay 50-50 or they're expecting you to cover your own bill or they're expecting you to cover both of their bills. Now, you know that it starts with, in my opinion, it starts with the assumption that the dominant person, the dominant partner, or the male in the scenario is automatically supposed to pay for that. And I don't necessarily think that should always be the case.
Yeah, that shouldn't be the case, especially if you're talking about LGBT community. I mean, you're two women or you're two men, and so it really shouldn't. You shouldn't be looking at me because my hair is short and thinking I'm supposed to be the one that pays. But if you'll notice, something I was thinking about when you just said that, have you ever noticed that the waitress or waiter, they always look at the more dominant partner anyway? They never assume that person, that's the feminine person, is paying for anything. Have you noticed?
I have noticed that the female is going to pay. They're going to automatically give it to the male or, like you said, the dominant person at the table. They're going to give it to that person. And I think because it has become a universal rule. But women have now, we've become so much more independent, and things are just different now. Some women, some of the feminine partners or the females are making more money than the
Absolutely.
Male.
Absolutely. But that doesn't really mean that they want to spend the money that they're making. Women have become conditioned to people buying drinks and buying this and buying that, and then they spend their money on, I don't know what they spend their money on, but I think that it's just that, no, really, you know, it's the truth. They just because somebody makes more money doesn't necessarily mean that they want to spend it on that date because some women may feel that, oh, chivalry is just dead. Okay, if she can't pay for the meal, then, you know, I don't feel like a girl. I don't know. I don't know where this comes from. It's kind of strange, but it may be kind of ratchet, too. You maybe a little ratchetness going on, Mika. What do you think?
Definitely some ratchet going on.
I'm just saying, what do your callers think? Somebody call in, because that is, it's a little bit, I don't know what you would call it, just to think somebody's going to pay for a date. All dating is very expensive, and we can't always afford to date. You have to make sure you can afford to. And I know some people will say, well, just, you know, stay at home. But you don't want to stay at home. You don't want to take somebody to your home and you just started dating. So I'm thinking we're talking about that early on in the relationships when you're just kind of establishing stuff with each other. You don't want to bring anybody to your house. Nobody's going to cook for you on the first date. You may not want to eat it. I don't know. Not on the first date. I don't know you that well.
Well, I think we're going to get more into the conversation about affordability a little later. One of the other things that I had for this segment is, should the assumption automatically be 50-50? Should we just automatically come with the assumption of 50-50? For me, I feel like this. If I'm asking someone on a date, I'm going to make sure I have enough money to pay for the other person and myself, and that is because I do not know that other person's budget. I don't know their money. I don't know what's going on. And then I was the one who asked for it, you know.
Right.
So I feel like it's my responsibility. I don't I'm thinking that maybe the other person, if I'm asking the other person, they should also maybe bring some money just in case.
Absolutely. I mean, right. Why would you go somewhere? But there are a lot of people who feel like, if you're asking them out on a date, it's almost like this is a come-up. Okay, I don't have to have anything. I don't have to have just enough gas to get to the restaurant, and I'm going to sit down and I'm going to eat things that I've never had before in my life. I've just, you know, and that's not what it's about.
Right, definitely. So we're going to talk more about that, Shonda, in a little bit. I do want to get this caller. The last four digits is 4251. You're on the air. Are you there?
Yes, this is Daryl Bird from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, hey, Daryl, how are you?
How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm great. Thank you for calling in and listening. What did you have to say about this topic?
I just caught the last part of it, where she was saying that if she had the money, she'll pay. It's pretty much one of those type of things. If you get to know who the person you're dealing with, and if the person have financial situation, then that's something you can work out. It can be a mutual thing, you know. I'm just speaking from experience, and we both talked about it, Mika. You know, I was married for 13 years with basically job cuts and everything. She walked out on me, but you know, it's one of those type of things. I'm rebuilding. And so right now I've been 2 years without even on one date because, I feel like I don't want to sponge on anyone.
You say it's because of what now? What was your last part?
I said I don't like no woman to feel like I'm sponging off her.
Oh, okay. So in your case, so you're not dating right now because it's an affordability thing.
Well, it's not just that. You know, I just wanted to get things back to where I had it before my divorce. It don't take much for me to have fun. I don't have to go to no expensive restaurant, even though those things are nice. I can go and have like a picnic or something. I'm very, you know, humble, and I like to do things simple. I don't have to be so, you know, big and, you know, extravagant for me.
Okay, I understand what you mean. I think that because the main question is, who is going to pay for the date? Do you feel that if, let's say, I ask you out on a date, do you feel like I should be the one to pay, or are you going to pay just because you're the male?
Well, in this day and time, you know, it's going to count. It's an even plane. You know, if the person wants to pay, then by all means. But as a man, you would like to pay for the actual date. But then again, like I said, it goes with who the person you're dealing with. Because some people, some females feel like, you know, you are the man and you pay.
I wonder, just because we're talking about this right now, and Shonda, you can join in if you want to. Do you think that your manhood plays a part in that? And if this woman is paying for you, is that a blow to your manhood?
Well, not me. It's not a blow to my manhood.
Not you.
Like I said again, it depends on what type of person you're dealing with. You know, there are some that females are just as humble as you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's time they have these expectations. You know, I'm part of a group on Facebook, and I listened to some of the comments they made, and that's the group I was trying to get in touch with you, get to be a part of this group. But this group, they had a topic saying that a rich cheater or broke faithful man, and a lot of them they'd rather date a rich cheater, and that just blew my mind.
Yeah.
That's the mentality of a lot of them. I mean, so that's why I kind of like, you know, I don't force myself on any woman like to date me or whatever. I'm just gonna wait until that right person come and we can just dwell and just vibe, you know, without all that extra stuff.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's a definitely a topic I would like to bring up another time when it comes to, you know, will an individual date someone who's a rich cheater compared to someone who's a broke, faithful man or woman? Yeah, I think I want to definitely explore that and add me to the group when you can. So what we're going to do right now, Shonda, did you have anything to say before I play the next song?
No, I was just going to say I think that he made a great point, and I actually think he's doing the right thing. I think that if he he's probably had enough experience in dating and with women to know how they sometimes talk about you or whatever when you don't have, and I think it sounds like some of that has affected him, so he's like, okay, I'm not gonna go out until I get myself together. But I can say, brother, there are some women out there that would be happy, more than happy, to have somebody that has that kind of attitude and wants to get himself together. The thing is that they've experienced so many people that are getting themselves together, and it's been 10 years, and you're still getting yourself together, and you still can't pay for the date. You don't fall into that category, but I think that's what has some women just a little bit leery about trying to work with you as you build. So that's all I wanted
to say. Right. Okay. Great thoughts. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Daryl, and we will definitely stay in touch. Continue to listen to the show. If you have any more questions or thoughts, press 1. I have a few more listeners out there that have pressed 1, so I want to go to this song really quickly, and then we'll come back. We will get your questions and your comments next, okay? So I see you out there. Just stay on there with me for a moment longer. And the next song that I'm playing is What Kind of Man Would I Be? And I'm playing this only because we just talked about it. If I'm going to ask you out for a date, what type of person would I be not to pay for it, or at least come with the assumption that I'm paying for it? Give me one moment. I'll play this song.
Temptation so strong, not to mention the yearning. to lose if we blow it. This is no lie. Still here we are, both together, with promises made that we never. Yet feeling it now more than ever. I can't deny. But what kind of man should I be?
Condition is one of my favorite male groups out there. So I want to go on to a few more callers. Shonda, did you have anything to say before I go ahead and take a few more callers?
No, go ahead.
All right, so we're going to go on. I have 4251. So 4251, you're on the air. Are you there?
Well, this is Daryl. This is Daryl.
Oh, this is you again? Let me get you back off. Did you have something else to say?
Oh, I wanted to say thank you to the sister. Like I said, I try to keep things real and nothing fake about me. I try to do the right thing. So I have two small children, 6 and 11 years old. They haven't actually seen me with another woman. I haven't been with another woman. And so I try to do things the right way. My ex in a year and some change is already about to get married. So do the math. But I'm pretty much going to move forward with everything. So I'm looking for love again.
Okay, well, take your time on that. And I'm going to take the next caller, but stay right there, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So the next caller is 2322.
Yes, ma'am.
2-3.
Hey, Mika. Hey, B.
It's, oh, hi. How you doing?
I'm doing good. And good evening to you, too, Miss Shonda.
Hello. How are you?
I can't complain.
So you
just
had
want
some
to touch on a
share?
Few. Yeah, just a few points that I had notated. Number one, I feel like when you in them first beginning stages, I don't really think we should go to dinner. I think maybe we should go do, like, an activity. If we're not going to go do an activity, maybe we should go hit a bar. And if we're going to hit the bar, and if you ask me to go out, then, of course, and I tell you my budget funny, from Jump Street. So you're like, no, that's okay, let's go. Then, of course, I'm expecting you to. But I'm going to slide through with at least $20. So I'm going to buy the first round. And then everything thereafter, you should be taken care of. So I don't really think we should go to dinner on the first time,
okay.
Especially nothing fancy. Two, I agree with Mr. Dare. This is very expensive. Just put your money in your
mm-hmm.
pocket. It ain't even worth it.
I don't want to hear about your budget in the beginning. I don't know. If it's the first date or something, did you say after I heard about your budget? I don't want to misunderstand you or anything. But I don't think we should be discussing what our personal budgets are so soon, because if you start telling me about your budgets and all of that kind of stuff, and we've been knowing each other a couple of weeks and we're just going out on a date, I'm thinking that you're kind of asking me for some money, some kind of, that's just the first thing that is that you want something, because I have no need to know what your finances are, and I just met you. We're supposed to be talking about light, happy stuff. Not
I agree.
Not
it depends on how the conversation goes. Now, it's not saying that it's about rent, but if you say, I want to go do something on Friday, and I say, okay, but I don't get paid until next week.
No, that's already turned off because now you're telling me when your payday is, and there's something behind that. I don't know what it is.
I feel like it's honesty, because if you go out fronting and you hop out there and then she's sitting there looking at you, because, of course, you being the masculine one, I mean, they're expecting you to buy the next round. Or if she's
it's not fronting. I just don't need to know about that so soon.
Well, I do think that discussing, I'm just going to interject, okay? I think that discussing your budget may be a bit much. So I think, KB, the better thing to do, if you know, and that was another question that I had in here, if you know that you can't afford the date, should you say yes or no when somebody asks you out? And to me, I feel that you should say, if you feel like, okay, she's going to automatically or he's going to automatically assume that I'm paying for this, in that case, then I would say, no, I'm not able to go this week. Maybe we can go next weekend. I'm free then. I don't think I would say much about my budget, my paycheck, any of that. But, you know, to each his own, do it how you want to do it. But I think that what Shonda is trying to say is that she doesn't want a female to come to her and say, oh, yeah, I don't get paid until next weekend, so.
And it's not that much.
I'm short on my phone bill. She doesn't want them to feel like
well,
she's got to pay
see,
their bill.
I can
bill,
see that side
so.
Of it. I don't think I've come across, and that's where you, I think what you said, that ratchetness, and I think that's the third degree. A wretchedness if she's saying those type of things in the first couple of weeks. But I've never encountered that level of wretchedness.
Yeah, if you say something like that, I don't care if you look like a businesswoman, but if you start talking money and finances and what your bills are, you know, my car broke down, I got a flat tire, I really don't, that's too many problems for right now, and I just want to go out and have a good day. I don't want to talk about those kind of things so soon. You know what I mean?
No, I feel that. To me, I'd rather get it all up front in the beginning. And if that's what you said, okay, cool. Well, then you know what? We're going to wait until next week. Hit me up on Thursday, and let's schedule something for Friday. And that normally be my line thereafter. If not, it was nice talking to you.
Yeah.
I hope everything you discussed get a whole lot better. I'm going to pray for you. And I
used
the party moving.
Well, we're going to thank you,
appreciate
Katie.
Y'all. That was
and,
all I had
and,
to say.
Well, I'm going to take another caller. Thank you, KB. Stay on. Continue to listen. We appreciate your support. Okay, give me 1 second. So my next caller is 1659. So 1659, you're on the air. What's
hey,
your
Mika,
name?
How you
Where are you calling from?
Hey, Mika, how you doing? This is Lawrence.
This is who?
Can you hear me okay? Lawrence.
Oh, okay. Hey, Lawrence. How are you?
Hey, we met a couple of years ago at Claudia's book signing. I'm her tax man.
Oh, okay. I don't quite remember your face, but I'm sure I'll remember you when I see you.
Okay, no problem, no problem.
I'm sorry.
It's no problem. I know you run into a lot of folks, but for me, whoever sends out the invite should expect to pay.
Right.
Now, with that being said, the type of man that I am, you know, I don't mind paying, you know, for a date. But just at the same time, if the person invites me, they should expect to pay, even though I may turn around and pay, just because the way I grew up is funny. It feels funny when a woman pays. Now, I let them do it occasionally because some women just want to.
Right.
But at some point during the date, I interject something. I just can't let her pay for the whole date, even though she's the one who invited.
So, like, you may, what, pay for the drink or the dessert or something like that? Is that what you're saying?
Something. I got to pay for something. It's just, it's more of a chivalry type thing, you know, me and the group of guys that, you know, I grew up with, that's how we are. We, you know, we don't, it just feels, it's nice to have the offer, but when it comes to the action, it just feels strange to have a woman pay for us.
Right, right, right. Well, I think you made a very good point, because as I spoke earlier, if I'm asking you out on a date, I'm coming prepared to pay. Now,
right.
However, if you, like, I'm hoping that you will offer, because to me, I still have the idea of the male pays, or the dominant partner pays. I still have that traditional view. So I'm hoping that that person will still offer to pay, and I may turn it down and say no. I'm paying for it, no problem. But to me, it feels good to know that they will at least offer, because that's showing to me that they're a gentleman or gentlewoman, you know, in that case. So I think it's the proper thing to do, to at least offer, or to say, well, I'll pay half and half, whatever, especially on a first date, because there shouldn't really be any type of real assumption, in my opinion.
Right, and I also would like to add, you know, I look at it as a little known secret, as when a woman or the less dominant person at least offers, it actually makes the male or the more dominant person want to pay, just because you offer. Whether you mean it or not is a totally different story. But to take for granted or to assume, you know, that's really a turnoff.
Yeah,
so
well,
that's one of the oldest tricks in the book.
Right. But, you know, it's a game.
Yeah, that's a game. That's an old game that I don't know if it really works anymore, but offering to paying for the first date, that doesn't mean anything other than it could possibly be a setup. So you have to stick around for the next 3 or 4 dates to see if this woman is really somebody that wants to pay, or she's just setting you up, because now he thinks, oh, she offered to pay, she really likes me. Next thing you know, you're paying mortgage and everything else.
Right.
Because
you
believe in chivalry. Now you're real chivalrous and broke.
Yeah, but it's
different.
Chivalrous and foolish.
Absolutely, I agree.
Yeah, there's a big difference, and that's why, you know, it all goes back to what I say. When you are dating someone, you definitely need to take the time to get to know this person before you go above and beyond doing stuff for them, before you enter into the, I always say, 6 months, no sex, but also 6 months to a year, nothing else either. You don't need to pay their bills. Now, if you offer, you know, I'll give you $50 because you need to pay this or pay that, and that person gives it back to you. You know, that's different. But it's no, oh, I'm going to pay your rent every month. Because you don't know if this person is here because you're paying their rent every month, or they're there because you are actually, you know, you're someone that they're really interested in. So we have to be careful not to be overzealous, you know, when we're dating someone new or someone we're interested in.
So okay, now the caveat now, as far as the new person thing, as far as dating, then yes, definitely whoever offers should pay. I was speaking more on lines of you are actually dating.
Mm-hmm.
You already decided this is who you're going to be dating, and pretty much exclusive or close to exclusively
right.
date. But as far as a first date, new person, yes, I think whoever makes the invitation should expect to pay.
I agree. And I think it should be that way along the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion. But great, I really appreciate you sharing your thoughts. Do you have anything else to say before we move to the next caller?
No, keep up the good music, though.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I do want to play one more song. I'll play this next, and then we're going to go to 2105. So caller 2105, be ready after this song, okay? And this is Barris Hammond, I Feel Good, and I'm playing this only because I do feel good right now. So one moment.
Oh, what a night. What a night, what a night. Oh, gosh, what a night. I feel good when you're wrapped up in my arms, dancing to a reggae song. I feel good, 'cause your perfume isn't loud, and only I can talk about. Feel good, feel like velvet rubbing over my skin, and when your hair dances on my chin, wish we were alone, baby. Just the two of us. Yes, every move you make gives me a rush. Whoa, wine some more and show me that love unconditionally. Make believe we're alone. Just you with me. There ain't no problems. Leave them behind. Don't let it show. Go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go. I feel good when you're wrapped up in my arms, dancing to a reggae song. Feel good, feel good. I feel good, 'cause your perfume isn't loud, that only I can talk about. Feel good, feel good. Whoa, yeah, 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 yeah. Boy, what a vibe. What a night, yeah. I'd love to wipe the sweat off of your face, but it looks so good I might have to replace. This moment is magic, so I leave it alone until you say, I need time to go home. Oh, wine some more and show me that love unconditionally. Make believe we're alone. Just you and me. Take the problems, leave them behind. Don't let it show. Go, baby, go. I feel good when I'm wrapped up in your arms, dancing to a reggae song. Feel good. I feel good, 'cause your perfume isn't loud, that only I can talk about. Feel good, feel good, yeah. Oh, what a night, what a night, yeah. What a sweet, sweet night, full of ice. Oh, what a night, what a night, yeah. What a night, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, this song had me just a-whining and dancing and everything. It made me feel so good, sensual, and sexy. I'm going to bring on our next caller, Shonda. And it's 2105. So 2105, you are on. What's your name and where are you calling us from?
I'm from Orlando, Florida.
Is this Myron?
Shadur.
Oh, Shadur, I'm sorry. This is Shadur.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm great. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, I'm making it.
Good. So you have some thoughts to share on the topic?
Of course. My thoughts are like this. The man paying for the date, I would say it's traditional because today women are just as strong as men are as far as finances go. So if you want to meet, then it's like, okay, we could go half, or the man or the woman, you could just pay for the whole date. It just depends on whether it's pleasure or business.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. I think that we should not automatically – I think the problem is that some women automatically assume, no matter who is asking, whether they asked or not, that they're being paid for when they go out.
Exactly.
And, right. And I don't think that we should automatically assume just because we're with a male that he's automatically paying for the date. Because that's
true.
Not always the case.
True.
And
but
he may
again,
not be able to afford it.
Right. But, again, it comes from tradition because it's been bred into us psychologically that if you're going out, the man is going to pay.
Yeah, it is bred in. I agree. It is bred into us. It is definitely a matter of tradition and what we are used to doing. But you also made the other point that, you know, some women now, we're making more money than our male counterparts. And we may have to pay or we may have to take up the slack when it comes to a bill, or maybe we may have to take up the slack when it comes to paying some of the household bills in the house once we are in a relationship with someone. Times have really, really changed when it has come to finances, and the type of careers we have now. So as the times change, our relationship dynamic changes as well. And the dating habits change too. So
right.
I think you made a good point on that. Did you have anything else you wanted to say before we move to the next caller?
No, ma'am. I just wanted to drop in and lay that statement.
Okay. Well, I definitely appreciate it. So I want to take this next caller, 1987. So 1987, you are on. Hello?
Yes, you.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Hello, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing today? Who is this? Is this my brother?
Yes, it is. But,
hey, Brandon.
Hey, what's up? But, you know what? I was going to comment on the topic. I'm thinking, like, why can't we just go Dutch? You know? You know what I'm saying? Like, so it don't be no more, don't be too much pressure on that one person. Like a man and a woman could go half on a date. That's what I think. What do you think?
Okay. I think that's a good idea, too, especially if it's a first date. I don't think it's a bad thing to go half and half on that first date. Just like you said, it's no pressure, no assumptions. You can order what you want on the menu. That person can order what they want on the menu. You don't have to worry about anybody else's budget or them thinking you greedy or you that you're trying to use them or whatever. You can get whatever you want because you're paying for your own meal. Shonda, what you think about that?
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, Shonda. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing? I think you have a great point. I think it does. It is a good idea to go 50-50, especially, again, I go back to under the impression we're talking about when we're just starting early on in the relationship. It's a good idea if you just, you know, you pay for yours, I'll pay for mine, and there's no misunderstanding.
Yeah, you were talking.
Oh, okay. Well, it takes me to our next topic, which is how do you, for me, I feel like you should offer some type of courtesy when you're dating someone. So if someone asks you out on a date, you know that this person is going to pay for you, they're taking care of the bill, whatever, whatever. I think that you should offer a bit of courtesy on that date, meaning, and Brandon, I'm about to mute you right now because I think I hear some feedback. But I'll bring you back on in just a second. But I think that we should offer some type of courtesy, meaning that if I'm going to a restaurant, the first thing that I do, somebody asks me out, it's a restaurant I've never been, and maybe a little bit more money than what I'm normally used to. So I automatically look at the menu. I want to learn what it is on that menu that I want. I want to make sure I'm pronouncing things correctly. I also want to know my order, and I want to know the cost because my other thing is I'm going to bring enough money just in case to cover myself on this bill, just in case something happens with that person's car, somebody's car breakdown, whatever. Anything can happen during that evening. So I want to know I have enough money to pay for my own meal as well. But once I get there, I'm not going to order the most expensive thing on the menu just because it's the most expensive thing on the menu and I know any other time I'm not able to afford it. I think that's a rule. I think it's inconsiderate, and I think it's disrespectful. So, Shonda, you had a lot to say about this earlier when we were talking. So what you think?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. It is very disrespectful. And I mentioned something earlier about it almost being like a it's an interview for more. It's like a first impression of you. So if you're like that in the beginning, then what are you going to be like if we continue dating, and then if we get into a relationship, are you always going to be the person that is, you know, what I'm saying, one person is doing this, and you're just kind of, one is the payer and one is the spender, and you can't survive in a relationship like that, and you definitely shouldn't start off being like that in the beginning when you're just getting to know somebody. That's why I said it's just irrelevant about your bills and your payday and all of that. You shouldn't be talking about that kind of stuff in the beginning of a relationship.
Right.
That's personal.
And I agree. And I don't think that you should use, this shouldn't be the time, like, you know what, like, ooh, girl, he's typing me to, I don't even know, one of them fancy restaurants. Girl, I'm going to order this steak and a lobster dinner. Like, no, you don't want to be that way because if you can't afford it by yourself, there's no need to try to use this as an opportunity just to get what you want.
Exactly. And people can always tell when you're not accustomed to being somewhere that they've taken you to. So it would behoove you to ask, you know, to be humble when you're there and get something that you can, like you said, be able to pronounce it and something that you're familiar with and you're really going to eat it. Because it's not about, you know, taking advantage of somebody But a lot of people will just for a meal or just for a drink. If you say, I'm going to take you out to drinks or take you out to dinner, and that's their opportunity to, it's almost like robbery, and it shouldn't be like that. No, we're just talking about a date, you know?
Right, right. Definitely agree. But we have a caller. Oh, I thought I had a caller. I don't know if they ended up dropping. So, yeah, they look like they decided not to speak. So if we do have any more callers or anything else to say, go ahead. We have about 5 minutes remaining. So press 1 if you have an opinion or a thought to share in reference to this. And then as we are kind of wrapping up, did you have anything else to say, Shonda, before I go into my last little piece here?
Nope, I think that's about it. But did you notice it's a very different dynamic with men than with women? It's almost like, I forgot the caller's name, but I almost got the idea he would be afraid not to pay. He feels that's his responsibility. That's his role. He's supposed to pay, and he's just kind of going to sit back a little while and wait. And I think a lot of times that, not saying that there's anything wrong with that, but that's how a lot of people get taken advantage of, because there are good men out there, and he sounds like he would be a pretty good guy. But ears are listening, and when you say things like that, you kind of set yourself up for being taken advantage of. So I would say be mindful of those things that you say, because you never know who's listening.
Well, I think that we are all conditioned. Both a few of the males that called in basically said the same thing, that we are conditioned to automatically have the male pay or the dominant partner pay. That's just because it's tradition. That's what we're conditioned to do. However, as I stated, times have changed. We are changing in America, and things don't have to go by tradition, especially in non-traditional relationships. So you're in a non-traditional relationship. You're in a lesbian or a gay relationship. You cannot be traditional because you're already untraditional. That's not the same. So we have to get past this and stop putting so much expectations on males and then our dominant partners, and getting them to a place where they feel this pressure to just do those things that society has told them to do. Like, that goes into how, and we'll talk about this one day, how I feel about men feel like they can't cry or they can't express themselves emotionally. And all these other things, just because this is what society has taught them. And then that's what it has taught their women, their mothers, and their lovers. And that's how they are being treated throughout time. But we don't want anyone to feel like they have to do something. Once you get to a place where you feel like you have to do something, things are not as genuine anymore. And they're not real. So that takes me to, we're wrapping this up because we only have 3 minutes. And after I wrap this up, I'm going to play one of my other favorite songs, which is For Real by Emile LaRoe. I think that's how you pronounce her name. But that's basically, you know, that song talks about being real, being for real out there and being who you are. And that's what you want with someone. When you meet someone, you want to be able to be yourself the entire time, no matter what. Whoever you are, you want to be that person with them, and you want to show them, you know, a genuine side of you. And if you're not able to be who you are with that person, this person may not need to be with, you may not need to be with that person anyway. So I want to make sure I thank Javon, because this is WJBR, so we're blogtalkradio.com/WJBR. Please make sure you all follow us and stay up to date on all of our shows. Saturday, we do Brunch in the Basement from 11 to 1. I do not know what the topic is this week, but Javon will post it soon. The special guest, I don't know who the special guest is. And then on Sunday, Javon does Sunday Evening Shout for all of our bedside Baptist people or folks who feel like they just really need a little bit more church. She plays the church music. I think it starts at 6:30 in the evening. And then every second Monday of the month, I also do Intimate Realness with Renair. This show is mainly geared towards our LGBT community because it's our way of trying to help maintain relationships in that community, healthy, long-lasting relationships. So we're going to discuss labels on next Monday, September the 8th. So also look for us online on Facebook. I will post it so that you can follow our web page, the Intimate Realness web page and the WJBR Facebook page. And then my website is MikaRae.com, and it's spelled just like my name is, MikaRae.com, so make sure you look me up. So I'm going to play this last song. Shonda, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I really appreciate it.
You are absolutely welcome. Will you take me out on a date?
Well, I take you. Are you trying to ask me to take you out on a date, or are you trying to ask me out on a date? See, I don't know.
No, I asked you. See, oh, that's the trick to it. See,
oh,
I'm asking you to take me out. So that way.
How you going to ask me to take you out? Let me play this song, and we will talk about that off air. Everyone have a lovely, lovely night.
I can run like a race for hours and hours and don't stop. I can soar, I can fly to the highest mountain top. I can breathe you, I can drink in your laugh, I can live on your smile. I can trip and if I can fall into your arms, I can stay there, my heart.
I can live, I can love, I can be there with
you
for real.
Oh!
Thank you.